Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Shalom. Who needs them this morning? I need you guys. So thankful to be sharing with you in the time that we have. Thankful for those who are tuning in on iChurch. Also, those of you who are here in the sanctuary. Also, those who are listening, streaming in English and in Spanish. We welcome you to 3CLA. If you turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, the 12th chapter, I'm winding up what I've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. Your words versus His word, where we've been talking about having a relationship with the word. We're going to say something. And if we're going to say something, why not it be the word? Why not it be power? Why not authority? Why not what Yahweh can do? I mean, what He will do. And so many have said that the words are the window of the mind. You spend enough time talking to somebody, finding out what comes out of their mouth, you'll get to know them. Because the words are a reflection of what's happening inside of here. And so even the word in Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 34th verse, let's go to the 34th verse. And it tells us that we've got to shape. If our minds are part of the mechanism of the words that are coming out, we need to make sure that we're allowing Yahweh to shape this mind. Right? And so it says, 34th verse says, O generation of vipers, how, is this cold or what? Who's saying this? Yeshua. And when He delivered the truth, He delivered it with. He didn't He? Delivered it with power and authority. And He's saying, you generation of vipers. Snakes. Thank you, Apostle. That's what vipers are. Snakes. How? And He's talking to the church folk. People who thought they were religious. People who thought that they had the answer. But yet they were looking at the Savior and would not receive Him. But He said, you generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Because you're evil. And the only thing that is going to be coming out of your mouth is fake good. Fake news. What's the other term that's going around right now? Alternative facts. But how can you be able to speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, meaning that the heart is not this pumping thing when biblically when He's talking about that. He's talking about the translation is cardia. Heart, cardia, right? That's where you find that we use the term cardia when you talk about cardiac arrest, the heart. But cardia actually means the mind. It's Greek for the mind. And so out of the abundance of the mind, the what? The mouth speaketh. And sometimes the mouth reveals too much, because you know what's going on in you when I hear what is coming out of your mouth. We're talking about believers. I'm not talking about unsaved people. But your neighbor is talking about you. So let what cometh out of your mouth mean something. But the 35th verse. A good man or a woman out of the good treasure of the heart or mind bringeth forth what? Good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth what? Evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word, let me say that again. You say it. Every idle word. That man what? Wait. So he's saying everything that you say. Say it. Everything I say. Because this is personal. This is you. I can't speak for you. I only speak for me. But everything you say, and you say everything I say, will be what? You're going to have to give an account for it. Therefore, in the day of judgment, you're going to say something. So it needs to be, you got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Because guess what? Anything that you say, you're going to be accountable for it. On the day of judgment, and even now. And so it says, for by thy words shalt thou be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned. See, a lot of times, you know, we read the scripture and we say, well, that, you know, I mean, I know that. I'm always careful with my words. And I just want to show you how detrimental your words can be. I got a little clip to show you of a guy recently, last month, who his heart was full. It was an exciting time, you know, he won something, and he had some words for the interviewer, the reporter, that was capturing that moment. And out of his mouth, you know, came some truth, you know. Then I can tell you.
The premiership man of the match, Muhammad Anas. Congratulations, Muhammad. I'm sure coming down here and making sure you walk away with something is a good achievement. But looking at the balance of play, I'm sure you could have won that game tonight.
Thank you very much. And I thank Almighty God who is above. I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife.
Hold up.
Listen.
Hold up.
So much.
Stop it.
I love you so much from my heart. Eh? So.
Wait up. Wait, did you guys hear what? Over here that, Christina, can you just go back one more time so that we can hear what came out of the abundance of the heart?
Got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my friends also. My wife and my girlfriend.
Okay.
And my wife. Yeah.
Stop. Okay, the dude just say, I think my wife and my girlfriend.
I mean my wife.
There was some abundance there, right? Something was released. In that moment, and it says the word is true. Somebody tell your neighbor, the word is true. Out of the abundance of the heart, who speaketh? The mouth. Now his mouth said, I want to thank my wife and my girlfriend. I need thee, oh. I need thee. So what's going on in your life is gonna, at some point, come out. So, brothers, you better watch what you do. Because you think you slick. But I believe that when it said 36th verse, let's go back to the word. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment and right now, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. I just wonder what wife was thinking when she heard that. Apostle said, I know what she was thinking. Go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Apostle said, wait till he get home. So, listen, we got to be careful about this mind. Because there's something that's supposed to happen to the mind. When we're saved, there's something that takes place. You don't get baptized and receive the Holy Spirit just to get wet and say some stuff. There is a purpose to what is happening in your life, and there's a dynamic to it. And we go to Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse says what? I beseech you. That means I beg you. I need you to get this. If you don't get anything else, I need to put some emphasis on this. I beseech you, I beg you, I plead with you. Brethren, by the very mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, and that you present it holy and acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your what? That's the least you can do. That's reasonable. And it says, and there are instructions on how to do this effectively. And it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the. So if the mind, if you know what's happening in the life by what's happening in the mind, and the mind is designating what is going to be spoken, then the whole thing behind your restoration, or the whole thing about your salvation, is that you have to let your mind be transformed. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye. Say, be ye. Be ye transformed mean that you have to allow it to happen. He's not going to just take your mind and wash it down. You have to say, here's my mind. I am actively allowing you to take my mind and transform it. And it comes from the word transform, comes from the Greek word metamorpho. Say metamorpho. And the definition of metamorpho means to change into another form. It's not the same thing that it was before. It's been transformed. That's where we get the word metamorphosis, from metamorpho. So you have to allow yourself to be changed into another form. And then once you allow it to happen, you give, you invite the Holy Spirit in, guess what he's going to do? He's going to come in and he's going to work on that mind. He's going to come in and what? Transform that mind. But hey, if you still want the old mind, he's going to say, hey, well, it's your choice. Do you want the old mind? Or do you want me to transform it? And then once I transform it, I have to keep on renewing it. Renew means renovate. Somebody say renovate. That means you got to keep on what? Working on it. Who's working on it? then that means that everything that comes out of your mouth should be what? The Word. Say, my mind has to be the Word. And if my mind is the Word, my mouth is the Word. Come on. If my mind is the Word, my mouth is the Word. Because your mouth will give you away. We will know what's really going on when we hear the stuff that's coming out of you. And what's coming out of you determines how you think. Are we thinking right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so go here to Luke, the 8th chapter. I'm trying to do this quickly for you. 8th chapter of Luke, 17th verse. Your mind determines what you say. So we got to get this thing right, because I don't want any idle words coming out my mouth. So Luke 8 chapter, the 17th verse says what? Okay, first of all, we got a lot of believers in the room, but we got different kind of believers. We got sincere believers. Look around the room. I'm not asking you to judge or discern. I'm just saying, out of all these believers, we're supposed to be one kind of believer. But it's based upon how many of us release it together, release the new life. So we got a couple different kinds of believers. We got sincere believers. Say sincere believers. Sincere believers are really sincerely wanting to be right. Then we got some slick believers. I know. I see the shade. I see the slick. I see the sneaky. Why are they all S words? Because it's the vipers, isn't it, Apostle? The snake, the sneaky, the slick, the shady. That should be a movie. The sneaky, the slick, and the shady. We think that because we slick and because we shady, we can pull the wool over Yahweh's eyes. But you know what? We can't pull the wool over Yahweh's eyes. Yahweh knows the truth. He says he's a left and top. The beginning and the end, he's the truth. So he knows when something's not the truth. And in this days of slickism and shadyism, and there's a scripture for that. So if you're a slick, shady, sneaky Christian or believer, I got something for you. It's the 17th verse of the 8th chapter of Luke, and it says, "For nothing is secret." Yeah, that's some stuff that's secret. No, no. Tell your neighbor, no. Nothing is secret. You have this facade of thinking it is secret, but it's not. It shall what? That shall not be made manifest, meaning that there's nothing in secret that's not going to be revealed. Oh, Lord. Think about it. Neither anything hid that shall not what? Be made known and what? Come abroad. Everybody be talking about it. You'll be the subject of conversation. So that means we got to get this renewed thing right. That means we got to get this metamorpho right. That means we got to get this transformation what? Right. What's the sense? Listen, what's the sense in acting like you saved? I mean, this is a perfectly good Sunday. You could be out kicking up your heels at the champagne brunch, taking back mimosas. But where are you at? You are here in the house of Yahweh, which tells me you have a sincere desire to get this right. So the 18th verse says what? Take heed. Therefore, how you hear. A lot of people say, well, take heed what you hear. Yeah, you gotta be careful what you hear, but you gotta have the right attitude. You gotta be careful how you hear, right? For whatsoever hath to him shall be given, and whatsoever hath not from him shall be taken, even that which he seems to have. You think that you getting off, and you think that you got all this and that? Yeah, you know, I got my car, I got this and that. Yeah, I might be shady, but God is blessing me. That's people's attitude. I'm blessed. How you doing? I'm blessed. Wait, hold up. I mean, pump your brakes. I just asked, how you doing? Your conscience is coming out. You think I'm trying to check you. I'm just asking how you doing. I'm blessed. Anybody experienced that? How you been doing? I'm blessed. What you think? I was like, okay, brother, sister, I'm just asking. But it means when your attitude come out like that, it means something. You've located yourself. Well. Something is going on. Some L shady. Go to Proverbs. Help us. Somebody say, help us. Oh, gosh, we're going to say something. Because we're going to say something. Say, I'm going to say something. So why not make sure that what we're saying is the right thing? Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 20th verse. Because if you don't say the right stuff, destruction. The word tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue. So it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. What's the fruit of his mouth? His words. And with the increase of his lips shall he what? Be filled. You know, there's a story that I heard recently. And there was this guy who, he works in Brazil. And he had... He graduated from a school in Atlanta. His parents were in Atlanta, but he had been working for a worldwide company and in Brazil. So he said, hey, I want to do something special for my parents because my parents, they adopted me and they took care of me and instilled all these things in me. So I want to get them something real special for Christmas because they were coming upon the Christmas holiday. And so he said, well, I want to do something, I just don't know what to get. Now, he's in Brazil, mind you, and so he's talking to one of his colleagues, and so his colleague said, well, you should get them something special, something unique. And so he said, you know, there's this bird that I believe is called a cara, or it has a funny name like that. But anyway, this bird talks, and it can actually speak. And so he said, well, where would I get that bird from? And so he said, well, there's a special shop, a pet shop that sells them, so we'll check it out. So they went to the pet shop, and so at the pet shop, the owner says, hey, I have the perfect bird for you. Not only does it speak English, it speaks Portuguese. So the bird speaks two languages, right? And so he said, okay, well, how much is the bird? He said, the bird's $5,000. Like, wow, that's a lot of money. But my parents are worth it, so no, I'll do it. So he said, should I deliver the bird to you? He says, no, I'm sending it to Atlanta. Oh, so he said, yo, so you're sending it to the United States, Atlanta, from Brazil? That's going to cost you. So he's like, well, how much is that? He said, well, it's $3,000 to ship it, and then another $2,000 for the inoculations and stuff. So it's another $5,000. So he said, so $10,000 for this bird? He was like, that's a lot of money. He said, you know what? My parents are worth it. I'm going to send it to Atlanta, you know, so they're out in the country in Atlanta. So they send the bird to Atlanta. And so a few days later, you know, the son calls because he's still in Brazil. He says, hey, Dad, I just want to make sure that you guys got the gift I gave you, that you received the bird. He says, oh, son, yes, the bird, amazing. He was delicious. And he said, wait a minute, you're not telling me that you ate the bird. He was like, oh yeah, we had some giblet gravy and cranberry sauce. We had some people over, they enjoyed it. And so he said, Dad, I paid $10,000 for that bird. That bird spoke two languages. He spoke English and he spoke Portuguese. And the dad said, well, he should have said something. Saints, you gotta say something, because life or death is gonna be based upon what you say. And if you're gonna say something, my God, let it be the word, let it be Yahweh's word. Because you gotta say what? Something. You're gonna have to speak to something. You can't be silent. If he has said something, he'd still be around today. Help us, Father. Oh, Father, help us. So, go to Job real quickly. I'm gonna let y'all get out of here. Go to Job, help us. And we say the Hebrew word Yov. I know some people who didn't want to go to the book of Job because they thought it said job. That's stuff for me to do. Got some stuff for me to do. So go to Job, the 22nd chapter, the 26th verse. And this is why it's so important that we say the right things. You got it? Job 22, 26. And it says, for then shalt thou have thou delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto Yahweh. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear, and thou shalt pay thy vows. And the 28th verse says, and thou shalt also decree a thing. You ought to say it. And then when you say it, it shall be established unto thee. And then when that happens, the light shall shine upon your ways. So somebody say, I decree it. Yahweh establishes it. And the light comes. Say that again. Come on. I decree it. Yahweh establishes it. And the light comes. So you gotta say something. Gotta say the word. And you know what I found out? Something. What do I say, Pastor Tom? Listen, if you don't know what to say, just decree the name of Yeshua. Just speak the name of Yeshua. The name Yeshua means he will save you, deliver you, rescue. If you want change in your life, if you want him to do something, if you want him to move something, is there somebody that wants something moved? Speak to that thing. See, somebody tries to bring you a report. Well, it looks like it might be cancer. I'm going to speak to that thing. That's a lie. I decree right now in the mighty name of Yeshua that my body line up with the word that says what? In his stripes, I'm healed. And so I receive my healing in Yeshua's name. Right? Instead of, well, they said I might have cancer. Nah. Guess what you got to do? Speak to that thing. Guess what Yeshua did? Perfect example. He saw that fig tree. Remember that fig tree? And he was hungry. And they had come all that way. And they had come up on that fig tree. And then come to find out that it was just nothing but leaves. There was no figs. It was not bearing fruit. And Yeshua said, what? Curse thee right now. You got to dry up because you're not even, you're supposed to be producing fruit. He had to speak to that thing. And he says, if you say unto that mountain, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea and shall what? Believe with all thy heart. Come on. It shall what? It shall be done. I just got to say, is any mountains in here that cannot be removed as long as we believe? Are there any mountains that can't be removed?
So are you in agreement with me? Then whatever the situation, Yahweh can change it. All I need to do is speak on to it. Talk to the word. Speak the word. And what he's going to do, he's going to do it. Does anybody else believe that with me? You got to believe that. So I believe in speaking. Who believes in speaking? Right. So we're going to start. Listen, y'all was giving us a perfect opportunity. And this fast, yoke's broken. Come on. Breakthrough. Right? But see, what you got to do is you got to speak the things. We were in men's prayer. And I'm going to say this. One of the brothers came in. Men's prayer. Thursday night. And he had some requests on his heart. And so we said, Evangelist and I and Elder, we said, just speak it. We're not going to just pray for you just to be praying for you. We're going to pray for you. We want you to make your request made known. And once you speak it, we're going to agree and we're going to come against some things. And so Yahweh made it that it was only four of us. It was us three and him. And he let all his requests made known. And we said, we're going to pray for each and every one of them. Evangelist, you pray for this set. Elder, you pray for this set. And I'm going to end it up in praying for what's directly related with you. And then we got in that circle. And then we started praying. There was a whoosh of the Holy Ghost and took us all down to the floor. Took each and every one of us down to the floor. And guess what? We got up free. We got up with his deliverance. Hey! Does anybody believe in the power of speaking the word on to something? I just need somebody to agree with me. Hallelujah. There's power in the word. There's power in faith. We believe it. Say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. And I thank you for it. Father. Father Yahweh, we just humbly come before you, thanking you for what you're doing in this house, Father Yahweh. What you're doing in your house, Father Yahweh. That we're so humbly grateful and thankful, Father, that you know us. You visit us. You keep us. You lead us. You protect us. You guide us. You provide for us, Father. And we're just thankful. We throw up our hands and say, thank you, Yahweh. We're just thankful. We don't deserve it. But you're keeping us. So right now, Father, help us release all to you, Father, because you're not holding anything back from us. You gave us your only begotten Son, Yeshua, that we would even be reconciled back to you through the sacrifice of Yeshua, Father. For Yahweh, you said you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Yeshua shall what? Not be lost, but shall obtain everlasting life. So we thank you for freedom. We thank you that chains are breaking. Hallelujah. We thank you that blocks have been removed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that burdens have what? Been lifted right now, Father Yahweh. We thank you for restoring joy, for restoring peace, for restoring a sound mind. We thank you for renewed strength. So, Father, continue to work in us to will and to do your good pleasure, Father Yahweh. That we desire the things of you, that we would want nothing less than what you have planned for us. So we're going to walk in it. We're going to believe it, and we're going to speak it. We're careful to give you all the honor and glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you be seated for just a moment and bow your head. Please bow your head, because I just want to ask a couple questions. And I could not
pass this opportunity up, but I must put it out here. If you are one who says, hey, I want what you're talking about. I want this new life. I've been living my life my way, and I've been doing things my way, and I've been living with my own understanding, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want your ways. I want your walk. I want all the things that you said that are available to me. If that is you, we can pray for you that you receive that today. And all you have to do is just raise your hand. You just say, pray for me. I know I need it. Pray for me. Pray for me. I need it. I need it. I need that new life. Started it up by saying, I need thee. I need thee. And I know, I recognize that I need you. If that's you, just raise your hand. We'll pray for you. Now, maybe there's a person that says, that's one. Maybe there's a person that says, hey, you know what? I was with you and I had relationship, but I drifted away. And I know that you're constantly calling me back. I need restoration. I need to be back in your presence. And if that's you, you're saying, hey, I want restoration. I want to be restored. And if that's you, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for restoration, because he is the God of the restoration. He can do it. And you say you want that, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. So if you raise your hand for any of those things, I'm going to come down here and we can pray right now. And we have the heads bowed because we just believe that we're interceding and the enemy tries to say, people looking at me, don't worry about that. Just get what you have coming to you. Get what he has available to you today. You raise your hand for any of those things, let's receive it right now, down at his altar. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. Let's pray. Father Yahweh, thank you. Praise you. Glorify you. Thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of us, Father. We thank you, Father, for those who have heard your word. We ask that as they leave this place, let that word marinate. Let it work on their life, their mind, Father, that they can come into that decision of you, Father. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you do. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray, amen. And am I. Can we give him the praise this morning? Yes. Hallelujah. So who's going to speak the word? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, we got to speak the word.